This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
I am. I survived the storm.
Oh, good to hear, my friend.
Did anything get knocked over? Is your car okay?
Yeah. We made it.
Okay, we will survive.
We will. Yeah. Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Alonzo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
We're ready.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Correct. How many national parks does Washington State have?
1.
No.
3.
Yes. Which Australian mammal is capable of laying eggs?
Platypus?
Yes. Villanova was the lowest seeded team in history to win March Madness. What seed were they?
12.
No.
7.
No.
8.
Correct. Beyonce was born in what Texas city?
Dallas.
No.
Houston.
Correct. What has been America's best-selling truck brand for nearly 50 years?
F-150.
Yes. In Beauty and the Beast, what type of flower is enchanted?
Lily.
No.
A rose.
Correct. Which country produces the most eggs globally?
China.
Yes. The first electric razor was marketed in what decade?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
50s.
No. Spare is the name of a memoir penned by what noble British figure?
Pass.
Hey, you know what? You did extremely well, Alonzo.
Yeah.
You got 8 correct.
Hey, all right.
I smell a victory. I'm not going to lie. What about you, Danny?
I have faith in Steve.
You didn't sound very
faithful. No, I know Steve is going to beat everyone, and so at that point, it's just sorry. Sorry, Alonzo.
You should feel some pressure.
Well, I feel the support from Danny, not from you.
Never. Are you ready, Steve? Yeah, Danny, let's go. What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Yeah.
Delicious.
How many national parks does Washington State have?
It's got 5.
Nope.
7.
Nope.
9.
Nope. Which Australian mammal is capable of laying eggs?
Ostrich.
No.
A kangaroo.
No.
Rhinoceros.
No. Villanova was the lowest seeded team in history to win March Madness. What seed were they?
6?
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
8?
Yes! Beyonce was born in what Texas city?
Born in Houston.
She was. What has been America's best-selling truck brand for nearly 50 years?
Ram?
No.
F-150?
Yes.
Tacoma.
In Beauty and the Beast, what type of flower is enchanted?
Kind of flower? A rose?
Yes. Which country produces the most eggs globally?
That would be Stanwood.
No.
I'm going to go America.
Nope.
Canada?
Nope. Mm. The first electric razor was marketed in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No.
Damn.
Spare
it.
Is the name of a memoir penned by what noble British figure?
Prince William?
No.
Prince Charles?
No.
Anthony Kiedis.
You were on the right track there,
I
Steve.
Was. Prince Harry?
It was.
Oh, I should have said Anthony Kiedis. I hate the Chili Peppers now.
Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a loss.
Son of a...
8-5. Oh. Congratulations, Alonzo.
Yeah.
Great win.
He did know that the state of Washington has 3 Olympic parks. Three Olympic parks, 3 national parks. That would be Olympic, Mount Rainier, and North Cascades. The Australian mammal that is capable of laying eggs is the platypus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the country that produces the most eggs globally, Alonzo also knew it was China. The first electric razor was marketed in the 1930s. Crazy, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten to that.
But congratulations on your loss. Yesterday, the big storms were the talk of the town. No matter where you went, everyone was talking about what is going to happen here in the Pacific Northwest. Even my 5-year-old son.
And spoiler alert, nothing happened.
He came off the bus yesterday and wanted to talk about tornadoes. So you're going to hear what he had to say after Radiohead.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you live in Western Washington, yesterday you just could not escape conversation about the weather. We had major thunderstorms predicted. They were saying golf ball-sized hail could be on the way. Even the potential for a tornado,
tornadoes.
Steve.
I mean, it was not just conversations when you run into people. And in my neighborhood, I know, it's like, are you ready for this? Are you ready for that? But then you go on social media, and everybody is having a conversation about the weather.
Everything that was supposed to happen did not really end up happening. But when I got home, even my 5-year-old son, Barrett, wanted to talk about it. And he came down off the bus and said to me, Steve, Mom, you're not going to like this.
Is that what he said?
That was how he started the conversation.
And how is he an old man already?
He's such an old man. And this is more from our chat.
What the heck is going to happen with the weather tonight?
Tornado.
Where did you hear that?
At school.
Oh, yeah? And what do you know about tornadoes?
Well, I watched this Netflix documentary called The Twister.
I like to swing cars and semis into a house.
Semis into a house?
Yeah.
What other kind of weather are we going to have tonight?
Why is he always doing something?
That's a dump truck.
It's 5,
of course.
He's
moving dirt.
Yeah. 5-year-olds are always doing something.
Thunder.
And what else?
Lightning.
And how do you feel about all that?
Kind of scary.
Scary? What do you mean scary?
What? Tornadoes are scary.
Yeah? Have you ever been in a tornado before?
No, but I see you because I saw what one of them looked like in a book.
What book did you read?
What kind of books are you reading?
I have no idea.
Oh, The Twisters We Will Go?
Yes.
I don't know.
Was it at school?
No, here.
Oh, at our house? We have a book about tornadoes at our house?
What is Brad reading if you don't know?
I have no clue.
No, it's about everything in the world.
All the weather.
Yeah, it's about all the weather.
So what should we do to get ready for this tornado?
I'll show you what a tornado looks like.
What does it look like?
It's a big thing that comes off the ground, that's a bunch of dust, and it spins in the sky, and it gets bigger and bigger.
I mean, he described it better than I could.
I was like, where is this coming from? Where did you go to tornado school, kid?
They always say toddlers sound like drunk adults. That sounds like a drunk person trying to explain a twister to you.
Are you kidding me? Should I be nervous?
Yes.
If I get scared, will you hold me?
No.
What?
Yeah, come on. Suck it up, Mom.
Get off. Yeah. Who's going to hold me?
Mom.
What?
Can you move out of the way?
Yes. You guys, he is always so annoyed with me, this poor kid.
What were you in the way of him doing?
Moving dirt from one section of the yard to the other.
Impressive.
Yes. I like that came directly after asking if he would hold you, and he's like, no, get out of the way.
Out of the way. Who's going to hold me?
Mom.
What?
Can you move out of the way?
Yes.
Still no.
Still no. And that's why he's sick of me.
It's better than my conversation with my daughter about the storms. This is all she had to say about it. That's all I got.
Some of the footage of lightning, though, or did you see like Tim Durkin's post of over Seattle last night?
No.
Some of those lightning strikes? Absolutely phenomenal. I have not seen a lightning show like that in a very long time.
I saw a couple pictures of the lightning, which I thought looked cool, but the thing that was cracking me up were all the people. I had a few friends. They were posting their pictures and their videos of the elaborate things that they did to put over their car.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, if there were golf ball sized hail, that their car wouldn't be damaged because they didn't have a garage. I was like, that was one thing, that nice thing. I'm like, this weather's nothing, but I'm glad at least my car's in a garage because who knows what happens in the overnight.
You hear this flex over here?
I know.
I don't have a garage, Steve. Way to rub it in.
You know what I got to say to that?
What? Can you move out of the way?
Yeah.
Maybe if you move some stuff out of your garage, you'd be able to fit your car in there. But man, some people had like tarps, like the padded, like sleep. One person had a sleeping bag. I'm like, I don't know how much that's going to help. I saw one person, like, I don't know if it was their dog bed or like one of like, but it was like a little padded bed. And they were putting that over the windshield just to protect their car.
Yeah, in West Seattle, there was a couple of cars on my street that had towels on the windshield. And I was like, I don't know. If it's golf-sized hail balls, I don't know that that's going to affect anything.
Yeah, I guess something's better than nothing. And you just hope that you're not going to, like, I mean, I'm glad nobody had to deal with that. I still have never seen a hail storm where the hail balls are the size of golf balls.
It did come in last night crazy, though, where, like, all of a sudden it was just, because it was, like, sunny, and then all of a sudden it was just, like, green clouds, and then all of a sudden it's raining, I was like, here it comes, and then it died off.
Yeah. Wait, and you guys had it for a little while longer than I did, or a little bit earlier than I did, and I was just sitting there waiting, like, where is this damn storm? It's really let me down, and then it finally showed up, and we ended up having to give the dogs trazodone, because they were losing their ever-loving minds.
So I said there was a big lightning strike right by my house, and a thunderclap that was so blanking loud, I thought it was going to break my windshield.
Wow.
Or my windows.
Yeah, I mean, you could see our windows rattling when certain strikes would hit or certain thunders would rip. It was pretty rad.
We just had a couple of thunders, like sounds of thunder, and it was like, just came and went. It was like, not a big deal. But that's always the case. And honestly, I'm like, I know we're complaining. Like, it wasn't what the weather forecasters said, and I'm glad it wasn't. Like, I'd rather us be all wrong about getting ready for something like this as opposed to, man, they were right. In fact, it was worse. I have no home anymore.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like we get so worked up over the fact that they were wrong. I'd rather them be wrong in this situation.
Absolutely. We know that you're a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater on April 17th. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show. It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater on April 17th. And our contestant this morning is Tony from Port Orchard. What's up, Tone?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, my friend.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I was curious, if I haven't called since Taryn started on the morning show, does that mean I'm a first-time caller?
You know what?
Sure. Yes. We'll take it. All right, Tony, let's see who you're going to play with this morning, me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be Steve Migs? Right now it's on me, but I don't think it's going to... Will it stay on me? Is it?
Oh, that was so close.
Just by a hair. Tony, it's you and me, baby.
Oh, heck yeah, Steve. You got this.
All right, Tony.
You got this.
Here is your clip.
That's 3 Days Grace Animals.
Animals, yep. I knew it was 3 Days Grace. I was having a struggle about the song title, so I'm glad you knew it, Tony.
Good work, Tony.
It's a good song.
I do like me some 3 Days Grace.
Steve Migs, are you ready to do your part?
Let's win these tickets.
Here is your clip.
All right, Tony, I hope you can help me.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh. Whew. Tony, let me know if you have any hints. I'm pretty sure I know the band.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure I know the band. Are they a Christian band? I can't remember.
Yeah.
They were, yeah, right? Flyleaf.
Yeah.
They are, still are. I don't know if maybe they found Satan. Who knows what's going on with them? Song title. Taryn, can you help me?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song, I don't think.
Oh. I can feel you all around me.
Yeah.
All around me.
I'm glad you had that one because I didn't have that one.
Dude.
Also, great pipes, Steve.
Some say I sound just like the girl from Flyleaf.
Some do.
Yeah. I don't know who those some are.
I'm not sure who that is.
Same Tony. I don't know either. Probably Tony, someone on acid or something like that.
Congratulations to you, my friend. We're sending you to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater.
Awesome.
Dude, my brain, how my brain was working, I thought for a second, I was like, that's Evanescence. No, it's not Evanescence. Then I'm like, that's Paramore. Danny loves emo music. I'm like, no, it's not Paramore.
You know all the ladies, Steve.
I love myself. Never mind.
If we have talked about something this morning that you feel compelled to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Everyone was talking about the storm that was predicted to wipe out Western Washington with golf ball size hail and a tornado yesterday. And Tim from Shelton, what were you doing to prepare for the storm?
Good morning.
What's up, Tim?
Well, we had that crazy freak hailstorm a couple months back, or last year, whatever it was, and down in Shelton, we got absolutely hammered with some of the craziest hail I've ever seen. So they started talking about, you know, golf ball, quarter-sized hail. I'm like, oh, no, dude, I have way too much crap out in my yard. I've got, I think, a total of 5 or 6 vehicles sitting on my property right now between all my trucks, and I've got a tractor and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, I have so many windows to protect. This is insane. So I got home at about 2 o'clock. Like you said, it was sunny, beautiful weather, and but we knew it was coming, or supposedly. So I have this old conveyor belt material that is probably about 3/4 inch thick rubber and just a crap ton of it. And I went and took my roommate, my girlfriend, and her son. And we all went gung-ho and cut 6-foot chunks of this matting and put it over every single window that I had. Man. I stretched tarps out over my old pickup truck to protect the windows, because there's no way I'm going to be able to get replacements for the old 70 pickup.
Did you wrap each other in the rubber mats?
Yes. That was later on, though.
But, dude, I'm sure, like, even if nothing happened, like, if you didn't do that, that's when something happens. When you do all this work,
exactly. I feel,
right? It's always the case.
Yeah. So we spent probably 4 hours yesterday stretching tarps, tying down, you know, all the tarps and all the matting and ratchet straps, and cleaning out the barn to store the tractor in the barn so we could put the truck under the carport. It was chaos. And then I woke up this morning just dreading what might have happened. I came out and it barely looked like it even rained. I was like, are you kidding?
No. But you know, that's a good workout, though.
And ratchet straps. That was your nickname in college, right?
It sure was. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Now, all morning we've been talking about how excited we are for the Mariners game that's happening. Season opener tonight. If you're going to a game, get there early. Swing on by Tacos and Tequila. Hang out with the men's room. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 p.m. Somebody texted and said, you Mariner fans are more delusional than us Vikings fans. I already have to deal with the Kraken, too, so I'm glad I hate baseball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we are delusional. And it was funny to bring it up with Gary Hill Jr., who's one of the he's a part of the broadcast team for the Seattle Mariners, and we said how excited we were. You know, you have this optimism before the season starts, and it's weird how it just kind of kicks in a couple of days before the season. You know, like, maybe the Mariners have a chance, and he did talk about that.
I do, and that's what opening day is all about, right? All the hopes and dreams are alive for every team on opening day. That's why it's the greatest day of the year. But no, in all seriousness, there is a lot of reasons, I think, to be optimistic about the Mariners team. We know they have, if not the best rotation in baseball, certainly one of the best rotations in baseball. Overall, their pitching staff is great. They have up the middle, they're excellent. Cal Raleigh, who we're all excited about, obviously is, I think, the best catcher in the game. Yeah, Julio up the middle. There's a lot of things that are really exciting about this team. And the division is wide open. There are reasons to be optimistic. There's no doubt about it. And no more than today to be optimistic. This is the day to let all the hopes and dreams run wild.
Until a few weeks later, and then we'll be crushed. No, I'm kidding. Or am I?
Oh, I mean, keep the hope alive at least for a little while, you know?
Today's going to be fun.
With the Mariners season starting today, we have to remind you that it almost began without our longtime broadcaster, Rick Riz, because he was hit in the head with a foul ball when they were down for spring training.
Yep.
So we ended up
scary, real scary.
Chatting with Gary Hill Jr. If you missed that interview, he did share some details of this scary moment, and you're going to hear what he had to say at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Mariners fans, we are so back, baby. The new season starts today, and for the Mariners, they almost had to do it without their longtime broadcaster, Rick Riz, because there was a pretty scary moment that went down in spring training. He got hit in the head with a foul ball. Check it out.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Did it get you?
And that's Gary Hill Jr. who's doing the color commentary for the broadcast now, trying to. And it sounds like this sounds fake.
Sounds terrible.
But it's awful.
Oh, man. Did it get you?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll come back right after this.
And that's edited down because there's like a lot of long pauses where you could just hear, like, I mean, you could just feel Gary being like, I can't believe, what am I supposed to do? Like, this is awful.
Well, later on, Rick was able to return to the broadcast booth with Gary Hill Jr., and then they talked about what went down.
Folks, I want to let you know that I took a pretty good shot in the back of my head with a foul ball up here.
Yeah, you did.
But I'm sore, but I'm okay. Here's the next offer. Swinging a foul back at the count 0-2.
How much would it have sucked if another foul ball came?
Oh, my gosh.
Got a text from my friends, and I just want to let you know I'm okay. I got a good size bump on my head, but I'm going to be okay. My mom always said I had a hard head, Gary, so it paid off today. I could not believe that ball got up here that quickly. It was coming at my face. Yeah. I turned, got me in the back of the head.
That was scary. I'm glad you're up. And yeah,
I'm going to have a heck of a headache tonight.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, man.
Rick Riz, consummate pro, too. Just continues to do the play-by-play, continues to tell stories, and he got hit in the head with a ball.
And just sounds so positive.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, we did chat with Gary Hill Jr. If you missed the full interview, it's up on the Odyssey app. But he did share how crazy that moment was for him.
So I got to ask you, Gary, because you do the broadcast with Rick Riz, and then during spring training, you got to take us back to the moment that Rick got hit with a foul ball. Was that scary?
Honestly, I was terrified.
I bet.
It was awful. This ball comes back hot, and I'm diving out of the way. He's diving out of the way, and he's on the ground. And I'm looking down, and I know he's hurt, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got hurt falling. I don't know if he actually got hit. And I don't know if you've heard the audio, but
yes.
I'm asking him, like, did it get you, or whatever I said. And he just comes back with this weak voice, like, oh, yeah, it got me in the head or whatever. And I was terrified in the moment. And I just remember, I don't know, I think I threw it to break or whatever, and I was waving our baseball ops front office people were next door, and I knew that our training staff and our doctors were on site. And I'm just waving at him like, I need help. Because in the moment, I just didn't know, man. It was terrifying. And thankfully, not only was he okay, he came back on the air and broadcast another inning, of course. So the good thing is he's doing fine. He's doing great. But in the moment, that was, it was just awful. I just can't describe how awful it was.
I am just so glad he was okay, and let's go Mariners.
And now Rick Riz wears a helmet.
It's a contact sport.
Right? And I love how he had a dodge. You saw it coming out of his face and turn, because that could have been even worse if it hit him straight in the face.
Well, baseball is not the official state sport of Washington.
No.
Pickleball is. And the popularity here in Seattle continues to grow, but for some reason, it's really pissing off the birds. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after the Ramones.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I don't know if that came through for anyone listening, but that was a very impressive belt, Ryan Castle.
Just getting geared up for opening day, kids.
We grabbed audio. We have it once again. Here it is.
Booger.
Yeah, Yes, that is Ryan Castle getting ready for the Mariners game.
That's right. We're all fired up, ready to go.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. We are fired up. The Mariners, they kick off their 2025 season today. Four-game series against the Athletics, who have no home. So I think they're just going to, like, camp out outside of T-Mobile Park.
See, four of them are staying in my basement.
Exactly. It's really nice of you. Logan Gilbert's going to be on the mound tonight. He's going to be pitching. Ichiro Suzuki's throwing out the first pitch. Of course, this entire season is going to be a lot of love for Ichiro because he's going into the Hall of Fame. The Head and the Heart performing the national anthem. If you're going, maybe get there a little bit early. Swing by Tacos and Tequila.
Get there a lot early. We're going to be there at 2 o'clock.
2 to 6 p.m. as the men's will be broadcasting live. And Julio Rodriguez, he says he's very excited about this. I think we have some audio of Julio talking about this upcoming season. Right now. Yeah.
Let's go, Mariners!
Long way for a bad joke.
Yeah.
But Trident's up. Let's go, Mariners.
Watching you work on it, though, was impressive.
I had it all ready to go, but then you had a belch, and I had to get Booger. None of this makes sense.
My man's
out of context.
Talking and filling and hitting buttons at the same time.
Fingers in the West.
This is a professional over here.
We are a top-notch, well-oiled machine here on the Daily Mix Show.
Seattle has been putting together these big plans to put new pickleball courts at Magnuson Park, but now there's this opposition coming in from environmental groups and some neighbors that are pretty concerned about the noise and potential harm to the wildlife in that area. There's like 100 native species in the restored wetlands there. And so people are like, no, we don't need pickleball courts. It's going to upset the birds.
These are the same people that have stopped us from doing festivals there for years.
So it sounds like that might be on hold.
I mean, if pickleball's out, a festival is certainly out.
Let's do it. A festival with pickleball.
Oh, there you go. Pickle Fest.
Pickle Fest.
Oh. With pickles?
Oh, God.
All right, this whole festival that was brought up earlier this morning, now it's starting to come into fruition.
We're going to take Pickle Fest to Snoho County.
I'm so in.
As long as it's a late night tent and late night daddy can dance,
that's
I'm
right.
in with pickles.
I love partying with late night daddy.
I miss late night daddy. He needs to come back.
And I've been seeing him since Vegas.
Late night daddy was in full force. $150.
Did you really?
Yeah, I gave you most of it because you made me.
That's right, because I gave you $20 to gamble with.
Ryan,
thanks, Dad.
Ryan wanted to gamble so bad, and I was like, I don't give an F about gambling.
He's $20. Sit down and play blackjack with me.
So I did, and I ended up winning $150. Yeah, and I'm like, I'll keep 50. You can have the rest.
That's nice of you.
Well, it's nice of me to start with.
Late night daddy's willing to give up the money. Sober Steve would not have given him a dime.
Also, which one of you was late night daddy at that point?
Yes. I think we both were.
Okay.
Yeah, we were late night daddies.
Ratty daddies coming out.
Stay away.
Well, next time you'll see us is at Pickle Fest, whenever that happens.
Can't wait.
Hey, weather today is going to be 57 degrees, cloudy. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle, otherwise known as Late Night Daddy 2.0, is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.